This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Here in the U.S., NBC will be the place to watch the Olympics this summer. But in countries around the world where broadcast rights haven't been sold, people can turn to YouTube. The International Olympic Committee is going to live stream the games to 64 Asian and African countries. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The free YouTube stream won't be dominated by coverage of swimming and gymnastics like U.S. coverage is, because people in, say, Angola, Pakistan, and Nepal are more interested in
ping pong or weightlifting or taekwondo. Those are sports that U.S. and some of the Western countries are not winning all the golds.
That's sports marketer Ben Sterner of the Leverage Agency. He likes the live stream idea, but wonders if it's feasible. Tech analyst Larry Weber heads the W2 Group. He says there are a number of problems.
First one is bandwidth. Hello, you know, most of these countries don't even have bandwidth enough for voice conversations.
And only about 20% of the population in developing countries is online, according to the UN. Still, if the feed attracts enough interest, the Olympic Committee may be able to persuade a broadcaster to buy the TV rights for future Olympics. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.